Blog Talk Radio.
The Muslim American Media Alliance presents Meet the Members.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Meet the Mama Members. The Muslim American Media Alliance is a group of members, Muslim professionals, organizations, and businesses in the media industry with the collective mission to share information, network, and present the stories of Al-Islam and Muslims in America through resources in print, music, film, radio, video, and new media. The Muslim American Media Alliance was founded to organize Muslim media outlets. MAMA, which is short for Muslim American Media Alliance, is composed of newspapers, magazines, websites, blogs, radio, television, social, and email networking groups. For as you know, we are living in a time when the news is no longer just black and white. It is now colored with the particular opinion of pundits, politicians, and news organizations. Many times, Al-Islam and Muslim Americans have been ostracized and misrepresented without having an opportunity to respond or be considered. The Muslim American Media Alliance has come together to cover the news opinions and events of the day and to share our unique point of view with America and the rest of the world. We have such people as Taqwa Productions, Aziza Magazine, Famico Publishers, Speak TV, Muslim Journal, A New Day for Al-Islam in America, Taqwa TV, and many others. And today, we have a member, Dion Robinson, who will give us his participation and tell us about some of the things that he's doing in media. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Meet the Mama Members, Brother Dion. How are you today?
Assalamu alaikum. I'm going fine. Very nervous, but I'm going fine.
Yeah, me too, brother. It's always nerve-wracking when you're dealing with media and you decide to, you know, come on and talk about yourself. But we appreciate you taking the time to do this because many a times people just see a picture on the wall and they don't really know anything about the person that's on the wall. So we actually create this because we have over 80 members that are part of the Muslim American Media Alliance, and right now they're just pictures on the wall. By you taking this time, we get a chance to fill in the blank, to put some color to that picture and some background so that people know who you are and some of the things that you're involved in. And hopefully what we'll do is be able to network and work together as far as building Muslim media in America. Now, Brother Dion, I understand that you are from Detroit, Michigan, or you work out there?
Yes, sir. Pretty much in Detroit, Michigan, working on various projects. As you know, my main focus is Aaliyah, basically working on getting ready to write the fourth episode to the installment.
I saw that you are also involved in a film down in Atlanta, Georgia. Are you in Atlanta or are you in Michigan right now? Because I see that they're doing something about your video presentation down there.
Yeah, well, pretty much I am based in Detroit right now. I live in Detroit, operate from within the city. However, I do go around outside the city, you know, as far as Dearborn, Livonia, try to expand my location.
Right. So this film project that's being presented at Muslims in the 21st Century, Media in the 21st Century, is that a film project that you worked on? What can you tell us about that?
Well, pretty much, Aaliyah has actually over 10-year-old project, you know, back in about 2001 when I was into comics. I actually written it as a comic book. I actually did the drawing for that, but I kind of figured that it'd probably be best for it to be on explained on television. That is basically the number one leading media of today's age. People do still read, but it's better that, you know, it's more visual through motion.
Yes. This is like a series that you're doing with Aaliyah?
Yes, sir. I just finished the third episode this past August and getting ready to put out episode two, inshallah, over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
This is very interesting because myself, just seeing the advertisement for it or the poster that's on your webpage and also that's on the MAMA webpage, where can people go to actually see the series or, you know, series one, episode one, two, where can they go?
For episode one, they can go to the Aaliyah website, www.aaliyahtvwebseries.com. They can catch the first episode there. And also, either go on YouTube. I'll be happy to provide that link on my page or on Mama's web page when I get the opportunity to post it up.
Okay. Now, to have put together a project like this, it takes a lot. And I have a little bit of knowledge about production, media production. I studied film and media studies in New York at the New School University. And I know that it's a task. When you have to get together actors, when you have to do the video, when you have to do location, and you have to make sure the sound, and you have to make sure everything is right. How many people do you have that are actually working on this project?
Well, pretty much, I include myself, at least about 9 people, and pretty much the people I work with are the actors themselves, because they are the faces and the crew. For example, the main lead actress, Angela Roberts Johnson, the lead role of Aaliyah, and how she does a lot of the secondary writing for the script, you know, making sure that it's very believable to the audience.
You know, that's Brother Assad, that's good, refreshing to hear that you and others can work together to actually, you know, bring about this kind of production. And regardless how small other people may think it is, it's really something that's very big. The mere fact that, you know, you are able to get together with other people and work to actually produce something is a great accomplishment, and I really want to congratulate you on that. Now, let me also say this here. What did you study at Wayne State that gave you some background?
Well, pretty much my background is fine art and media art. Like I put in web design, graphic design, and motion text graphics. And I minored in Spanish for my bachelor's of fine art. And when I went back to school in 2007, I decided to pursue film studies, which I also have a background in that, which is I graduated in December 2010 with an MA, Master of Arts.
Oh, that is excellent, brother. That is really excellent and very encouraging to hear that you had an opportunity to actually graduate with a master in film at Wayne State University. Now, I also understand that you participate in capoeira.
Capoeira Angola. That is a self-defense. A lot of people get it confused as a fighting style, but you can't defend yourself with it, but it's more like a music, dance, cultural. My group is a Tap Tap Capoeira, which is based in Detroit. My mentor, the person who taught us, his name is Mestre Cavaquinho, who right now resides in California. I am under the teachings of the Trinidad Pequeno Nino, Kevin Wyatt, who also keep on the tradition of capoeira Angola in Detroit.
I mentioned that because they have an International Capoeira Angola Foundation in New York, and it also says capoeira proves itself a remarkable medium of community building, social justice, and diaspora studies, and it helps build self-esteem, and it's a confidence builder. But I also understand it to be a performing art. And this performing art, have you ever done anything as far as videotape or made a presentation for stage production with capoeira?
Well, as far as film, not as a moment. I do have a script, capoeira script that I am writing, well, I have written, and I'm kind of rewriting.
It's interesting because I saw a picture of you, and you're not a small brother. You have a little bit of girth with you. So how are you able to get around with that there? I'm not saying that in a disrespectful way. It's just fascinating to see you are able to participate in it, or people that are not just skinny can also participate in that. Can you say something about how that helps assist?
I want to speak on two parts, for big people and women. But first of all, I want to speak on the big person. Anybody can do capoeira if they put their heart to it. I mean, I know it sounds cliche, but it's all about. Normally when you see people who are skinny doing capoeira, it basically is more like a marketing tool that can attract people to the normal, again, the media, the idea of what the media want to portray as what looks good to people outside as art. So pretty much me being a big person, I'll admit to you, I weigh at least about 280 pounds, but capoeira has given me so much as far as being, you know, flexible. I may not be able to do a handstand, but I'm quite sure I could do a awu, which is a cartwheel, or a makaku, which is a backflip. And even though I'm big, soccer has taught me to move fast. And not only that, it taught me to take care of myself better, because when my master, Gabriel Kenyo, taught me to I need to eat better, you know, not just because of capoeira, but just for my health. And as far as with women are the best capoeiristas out there, who can do capoeira, because they have the body for it. They are very flexible. Master Hoffa Jean, who's the wife of my master who taught us, she is just amazing. I am pretty amazed how she moves, how she even just do the movements and prove to a lot of men wrong that capoeira is just for men. It's for everybody. So women, children, old, young, I don't care if you are handicapped, you can still do it. There are people out there who walk with a cane doing capoeira, and that's pretty amazing.
That's beautiful, brother. That's very well said. And I encourage everybody to visit our brother Dion Robinson, a.k.a. Asad Nur al-Din, to visit his Facebook page to check out some of the things he's actually doing. And I did go to your Facebook page, and I saw that you worked with the YMCA of Metropolitan Detroit. Now tell me, how is the YMCA affecting the community? Because, you know, we hear there's a lot of stuff going on as Detroit is not doing too well economically. People are not doing well economically in an environment, and it would seem to cause something. But the YMCA has always had a influence on the community to actually be a video instructor there. How is your job and the YMCA affecting the Detroit community?
Well, when I was working there, I saw that YMCA is pretty much an outlet, because you have the situation of what's going on with the council in Detroit, and the economic and unemployment is on the increase here. People need a place to go to work out, to do art, play basketball. It's pretty much a safe outlet haven for people to come and just, you know, just forget about what's going on in the outside world. And when I went there, you know, teaching the young people about video production, I just pretty much forgot about my own problems. But as far as just going there to let be a safe haven from the negativity, is very important for the YMCA to be here in Detroit.
Brother, also, being a Muslim, mm-hmm. living in Detroit, just to give some of our listeners, just to give them some idea of the way Islam is influenced in the Detroit area, because we have Muslims that will listen to this from all across the country. What is the Muslim impact in Detroit, Michigan at this time? Is it helping the community that you're actually participating in? You know, what are some of the things that the Muslim community are doing in the Detroit area?
One place I go to called the Muslim Center off of Davidson Freeway. They're pretty much doing a good job as far as teaching about the basis of Islam, teaching about the Arabic words, what they mean, and so forth. We also have a community activity center, you know, far where the kids go play basketball, and also they feed the homeless there. So it's pretty much a positive impact what's going on there. Not just like preaching about the deen, but showing how the deen works as far as through actions and everything. And that's very, very important for that to happen here in Detroit.
As far as you being a Muslim, were you born a Muslim? Were you born into Islam?
That's a very, very, very good question, because actually that me being a Muslim is kind of related to Aliyah, because back when I was telling you that I was doing a comic book about Aliyah, I actually was not a Muslim during the story. I was actually a Christian for 7 years, but I was in a state of looking for something. When I was writing and reading the story, it dawned on me, I was writing about a person that I didn't know anything about as far as the religion and how they act. So I can remember back in 2006, I had bought a book called A Brief to Islam, and the book was so beautiful to me. The way the story was talking about Islam was so beautiful to me. I just felt the peace of my heart that I had to convert. You know, it was just something that I needed to have a clear mind, especially when you pray, when you speak in Arabic, it sounds so beautiful as it rolls off my lips and doing prayer, doing the Fatiha.
Man, that's beautiful, brother. So you actually started working on the story, Aliyah, as a comic book you were doing with other people?
This was a solo project at the time, but you know, as along the journey of doing Aaliyah, I pretty much got, first of all, within Islam, reading about the dreams, learning more about the Quran, the Hadith, and then when I transferred majority over into my art, it just made it so much easier to, you know, relate to Islam and with the actors and so forth. Well, all my actors are not Muslim, but to me, as they learn about Islam, they ask the questions, they understand, like, why is this going on, what's this and what's this about, and I'm able to explain to them that some of the stuff is true, a lot of stuff is in the medium, what they're talking about. For example, like the word jihad. Jihad does not mean a holy war. It means a struggle from within, you know, as the Prophet Muhammad explained to his followers at the time, you know.
Right.
And so pretty much when I explain that to them, it's like, it doesn't mean going out and killing, doing mass murder to people. That's not Muslim. That's not true. They understand that. And so I'm just pretty much, I want to say that I'm pretty much the light of Islam, but I am happy to explain to them or clarify some things to them about Islam.
Well, that's beautiful, brother. Even if you did say that, one of the things about being a Muslim is to be the servant to Almighty God, Allah, and to do everything that we can as Muslims to represent being that servant to Almighty God, Allah, and to try to make that as a presentation for others. I think that is the greatest form of being a servant to Almighty God, Allah. And if you are doing the best that you can to represent yourself in front of other people, whether it's at school, whether it's at work, or whether it's in your own creative project, that speaks well of yourself. And I pray that Allah will continue to bless you with that.
Thank you.
I also, alhamdulillah. Now, I also see that as far as media is concerned, we have said some of the things about some of your studies, and we've come to find out that your studies as far as being a web designer and a video instructor at the YMCA, and also that you got your master's in, what was the master's in?
Master's in film studies. Well, pretty much they call it media art, but I just say film studies because that was the majority of the concentration as far as like pre-production, post-production, and actual, you know, marketing and distribution and so forth.
Great, great. And also to say that you've got your master's in that and that you've reached out. We're really happy to hear that you reached out to the Muslim American Media Alliance. And how did you come to find out about that?
Well, pretty much I had got in contact with one of your members that asked to show my work at the film festival, I think that just passed, and
it's actually going on right now.
Oh, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
So pretty much she asked me, can we use it? I said, no, not a problem. I mean, cause I like to say that anywhere I can help get the dean out to show people about Islam, I'm more than happy to do so.
I believe they showed your film last night. As a matter of fact, because on the Muslim American Media Alliance Facebook page, they were saying something about showing that. And this is the weekend that Muslims in media in the 21st century is actually going on in Atlanta, Georgia. But also I wanted people to actually know that by you reaching out to that degree and being part of the Muslim American Media Alliance, and when we saw Touré Muhammad, who is the creative director of the Muslim American Media Alliance, he was the one who let us know that you were one of the newer members, and that's how we were able to reach out to you. And we really appreciate the fact that you are participating in the media art and that you're not only just participating, but you're actively involved. This is what we want to do as far as being Muslims in media. We want to participate and share some of the things that we're doing. Now, I see that you're also self-employed in media and that you have your own business in web and graphic design. What can you tell us about that?
Well, like I say, it's a very cantankerous work. I freelance a lot and basically just do small web designs, video production, you know, to whoever needs it. I charge a small service fee for that, and it's just pretty much trying to get that out there.
So the name of your business name is Commonality Production Studios?
That's correct.
At commonalityproductionstudios.biz, that's how someone would reach you, www.commonalityproductionstudios.biz, right?
That's correct.
Now, I also saw something where it said that you had intentions or you intend to actually move to the Atlanta area.
Yes, I think I have done majority of what I have done here in Detroit. I feel like I just need to expand out, see something new, getting more attuned with a different environment. See how that's like on my creative impact.
Well, Atlanta is stepping up as far as being an entertainment and media capital in the United States. I mean, not only as far as Muslims are concerned, down there we have Taqwa TV, and we have, which is at the Atlanta Masjid. As a matter of fact, MAMA, the Muslim American Media Alliance, was started at Muslim Media in the 21st century about 2 years ago, because Taqwa Productions actually gave this event that's going on this week called Muslims Media in the 21st Century, and it's about 2 years ago that the MAMA group actually started. But there's also, as you probably know, even in the mainstream entertainment, Atlanta is really becoming a big area as far as media is concerned.
Right, right. I think within the next 5 or 10 years, it will outdo Hollywood.
We do have Hollywood, but then New York City is big. But to have that Middle America piece actually going on in the Atlanta area would definitely be great. Now, over there in Detroit, is there anything happening as far as mainstream media is concerned? Are there any big media production companies over in the Detroit area?
No, unfortunately not. We used to have some companies from Hollywood coming in, but since it has been cut here, you know, a lot of the studios have pulled out of Detroit because when they cut that filming center, it kind of raised prices and charged these studios to come film here, and that's why that pretty much the film industry here has taken a plummet. But however, though, that's when we independent artist comes in, and we are starting to kind of uphold the film industry here, even though it's very small. But we do have big projects coming on here. For example, there's a project working on right now called The Goblin Lady by Jal T, which he's also pretty one of the actors in. Aaliyah plays Ibrahim. He has been doing an excellent work with this production, and we're about, inshallah, we're going to wrap up with the next day or the next week so far.
So the people that you're working with, the 9 people that you're basically working with, you all are helping each other with your media projects.
Yes, that's very important because it's not about the networking. We're all a family, and that we have something to contribute to each other with our creative skills, of what we are trying to achieve and what we are trying to do with our ideas. I mean, we know that there are not going to be no major company that's going to help us and kind of get started off. We must be a support base for each other to, you know, make sure our work gets done so we can be able to compete on a grand scale level and such as Hollywood. We may not be able to do, you know, $1 million production, but I'm quite sure that the films that we do is independent and is unique and is good. It's very good, in my opinion.
So Law says, go forward, whether lightly equipped or heavy equipped. He said, go forward. That seems to be what you all are doing out there and working together. As you know, we were supposed to look at the mathematics of production. Everything starts with 0, and then it builds 1 step at a time. We do have a call. There's someone that's calling in. We're going to bring that person on, 678-977. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Kareem, this is Nuri.
This here is the great Nuri Amir. You know, this brother just travels around the country so much. Where are you calling from today, brother Nuri Amir?
I'm down in Atlanta. How you doing?
Okay, I'm glad you're calling from Atlanta. We have on the show with us today, Nuri, brother Dion Robinson, who is a video instructor, web administrator from Detroit, Michigan. He's also studied media arts. He's got a master's degree in film, and also he's being featured this weekend with the Muslim American Media Alliance. What do you call it? It's a episode that he's doing called Aaliyah. Nuri, do you have a question that you would like to ask our brother?
Yeah, I've been listening to the show, and first of all, let me say you're doing a great job, Kareem. I love the show.
Praise
God. Alhamdulillah. May Allah make it benefit for you in this life and in the Akhirah. The question I have for the brother, I tried to find the video on YouTube. I really didn't get it. I didn't get the spelling correct, so I couldn't find it. I found another video that obviously wasn't an episodic TV show or whatever the case may be. So I wanted to know how I could see the video, and I'm really
Let's get that question answered first. Could you spell that again for us, brother?
Yes. So A-L-I-A-H-E-P-1-P-P-1.
It's A-L-I-A-H-E-P-1-P-P-1. A-L-I-A-H?
Yeah, A-L-I-A-H.
Okay. All right. That was a problem. A-L-I-A-H. Okay.
Also, you can go through the website of www.aliatvwebseries.com, and you should be able to click on the video production section, or excuse me, the video section, and just all the part on one page.
Inshallah. I'm curious to see your work. Kareem will tell you, I'm involved with the entertainment business as well, music and film. I'm interested to see your work. When are you down in Atlanta? When is the next time you're down in Atlanta?
Inshallah, I really can't say right now. I'm big time, build some funds up to go come down here. But inshallah, hopefully by next year.
Then I may have to come out to Detroit then, inshallah. My sister and I, we work in the film business as I work in the music business and film business. I'm always interested in seeing projects, especially by Muslims, especially by young Muslim creators. So I'd be interested to see what you guys do.
Most definitely. If you want to send an email, my email is drobinsoncpsllc@gmail.com, and you are able to reach me through that way. That's my company email. Okay.
Is your contact information on your Facebook page?
Not all of it, but you can also send me a message through Facebook, and I will be able to respond to you through that way also.
Okay, and what's your Facebook page?
Just look for Deion Robinson. Also, Asad Nuruddin.
Okay, all right, inshallah. Yes.
Yeah, Nuri,
yes.
We need you to join the Muslim American Media Alliance, become a Muslim American Media Alliance member, because you also have a lot that you could share with the community, and we want you to become a member, brother. So go to Muslim American Media Alliance, become a member, and you will also find Deion Robinson, a.k.a. Asad Nuruddin al-Din, information on there.
Inshallah. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Kareem. Inshallah, I should be back in New York probably around January. Well, January I'm in Virginia, and then I'll be coming up to New York sometime January or February, inshallah.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you, brother.
Alhamdulillah, and keep doing what you're doing, bro. This is great. I'm really, really impressed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yo, your support means a lot. You know, it's a very serious work, you know, and pretty much your support means a lot. Even though a few words is encouraging, very encouraging.
Alhamdulillah, Sheikh. The thing is that Kareem was commenting earlier that it may seem like a small thing to some people, but here's the thing. Any action for good is a big action. Any action that you do where you're trying to do something good and you're trying to do something beneficial for the people, for the community, it's a big thing, Sheikh. It's a big thing. So I'm impressed with both you brothers. Kareem, you've been doing this for a minute, man. Keep up the good work. You know what I'm saying? And I will join. I will. I'm going to go to the site as soon as the show is over, because I'm going to continue to listen. As soon as the show is over, I'll go and I'll join, inshallah.
Wasn't you working on a comic book kind of hero also?
Well, that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to Brother Deion. We're working on a graphic novel with a character named Ibrahim.
I don't want you to give the whole thing away, but see what I want you to do, brother. I want you to join so that you can also come on and talk about some of the things that you're doing. So don't give the whole thing away.
Inshallah. Right. Kareem, I love you. I'm telling you, and I miss you, man.
Well, it's good to hear from you, brother, and thank you for coming on and sharing with our brother Deion Robinson regarding some of the things that you and him will possibly be able to work on in the future. Good to hear from you, brother Nuri. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah. So, see, this is some of the Muslim American Media Alliance's goals, which is to, you know, ensure that our audiences are aware and have access to some of the programs of our members and their outlets, and also to the Facebook page, which was created by our brother, Toure Muhammad, who is the creative director. The Facebook page that we have has been a great resource, because we had an opportunity to actually come together on this website. And that's why we do this show called Meet the Mama members. Brother, we have over 80 members, and just to see the picture doesn't say enough. You got to really take the time to actually talk to them to find out some of the things that the members are actually doing. You know, one of the solutions that we have to find as Muslims that are working in media, one of the solutions that we have to find to an issue, we have to learn to network with one another to be able to utilize each other's talent. You know, I'm saying all this to say, can you give us a recommendation how we can come together and work on a larger scale? That's the question that I want to ask you.
Well, for number one, we do, again, have the internet, the free social media outlets that we have. Facebook is the media that we all come together, you know, create groups to communicate and bring forth ideas. And also we can email each other, you know, keep in contact. We can, you know, create a database for artists through the Mama website or the Mama group page to just create a database of people or Muslims who are coming to have contact with one another. It's very difficult when you're between in a different city or a different part of the country. However, though, we do have like resources that, you know, is cheap, easy, and very accessible to the public that we can get together and talk. Even we have to make a YouTube page or something and just talk that way.
One of our other goals as far as the Muslim American Media Alliance goals is to establish a data warehouse where our best programs are stored or links to those programs are maintained for future accessibility. As a person that has been working with media, particularly in radio, hosting the radio programs, what I've come to understand is this is not only for the present, but also for the future, because there are interview that we're having right now with you, Dion, or Assad. The interview that we're having right now is a reference point for the future, actually, when somebody will come back with the accomplishments that you will have the potential to achieve in the future. People will be able to come back and to say, wow, man, Dion Robinson, man, you know, this is where he was at in October 7, 2012, and he was talking about some of the things that he had accomplished. And now look where he's at, October 7, 2015. Wow. This is what, you know, we are also doing. We are actually creating history for people to reference.
That's true. That's 100% true.
Well, we only have about like 8 minutes left in your show, and I want to just thank you for participating in this. Again, how can people contact you? What can we do to assist you in some of your media production?
For number one, if you are able to contact me through my Facebook page, just look for my name, Dion Roberts. Also, you can contact me through my company website, drobinsonctsllc@gmail.com. You can spell it by drobinsonctsllc@gmail.com. And also, you can go on my company website to find out more about my company at www.commonhousestudio.biz. You can see the majority of stuff that's going on there.
I would also recommend people go to his page and whatever it is that he's participating in, you know, just hit the like button. hit the like button, man. It shows support for some of the things that we're doing.
Yes, yes.
Alhamdulillah. So, look, please keep us abreast and updated on projects you're working on, accomplishments. Keep in contact with us on the Muslim American Media Alliance Facebook page and keep us updated on what you're doing, okay?
Almost definitely. The biggest way that you can help me is by helping each other, again, like networking. Even if you just send emails and say, hey, brother, you know, keep up the good work. I know it's hard. And I most definitely would do that with other artists out there, you know, because I know how hard it is to try to support yourself with a medium that's very competitive. I'm quite sure that we all can use spiritual creative support that holds us together as Muslims. And not only just Muslims, as artists.
So I want everyone to know that you can tell your friends, tell your family, and tell the other Muslims about this broadcast, which is on Blog Talk Radio / a new day for Al-Islam, but also you can come to the Facebook page and click the link and listen to the rebroadcast of this program. Of course, today we are speaking with our brother, Deion Robinson, a.k.a. Asad Nur al-Din, who's a video instructor, web administrator. He studied media arts at Wayne State University. He's got his master's degree. He also studies capoeira, and he's doing big things on working with people and creating media for the community. Brother, may Allah continue to bless you with good work, and I thank you for taking the time to be with us today on Meet the Mama Members.
Very humbled to talk with you. This is my first interview, and I thank you for the opportunity to be on the show.
Hey, listen, man, you did a great job, man. I think we covered a lot.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yes. All right, brother. Until the next time, I greet you with the greetings of peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Thank you for listening to Muslim American Media Alliance right here on A New Day for Al-Islam in America Community Radio.